Just like damned water or a rogue tidal wave, I will rise. Just as sure as birds fly and the wind blows from east to west, I'll keep moving until I take my final breath. Just as sure as the sun changes position with the moon in the sky, I'll keep evolving until the only thing people see is you living within me. Just as sure as a baby learns to crawl before they walk, I will never stop trying until I reach my God-given goal. You can bruise this body, even break these bones, but here's something you ought to know, that no chains or ropes can hold my spirit down. Now that I've been set free, I've seen the true enemy, and that person is truly me. So I no longer believe your lies. I've even packed all the negative things away. I want no more excuses. We have nothing to talk about. It's time for you to leave, because I have heavenly things on this earth that I want to see. It wasn't an easy piece writing Heavenly Things, because I had to really be honest with myself. And I had to go through the process of retraining my thoughts, redirecting the negative ones from the positive ones, and understanding what were my thoughts and what were the thoughts of the enemy, meaning the inner me, because there are things that I want for myself that God did not want. There were things that I was trying to pull in from the universe that God was trying to redirect and save me from. I will admit that I have been my own greatest enemy at times, and that I've also blamed other people. And this piece speaks to that very fact, that I can no longer blame other people, that I am the one to either be praised or to be blamed for what I allow into my atmosphere. Words do hurt, but not as much as the actions that one takes towards themselves and allowing the words to manifest and come forward. People can speak whatever it is that they want, but it is up to you as an individual to receive, reject, plant, cover, and allow it to grow, or uproot it, cast it away, and walk away from it.